My name's Andrew Cullen, and I'm the Managing Director for First Bus North and West Yorkshire.
Tell me what's happening today at Clifford's Tower.
So today we're launching these new electric buses. We've got 53 of them coming in total. So York Depot, we're one of the first depots to be completely electric outside of London by the end of this year. So it's really exciting. Obviously, they're going to make a big impact on the city, to the environment, to the air quality, to the noise, and hopefully appeal to a younger new market. I think what they represent, traditional bus travel, this is very different. So they've all got Wi-Fi, they've got USB ports. It'd be exciting for the city.
Sounds good to me. 53 new buses. I'm guessing these things don't come cheap. It sounds like an enormous investment for First Bus.
Yeah, it's a huge investment. It's about 23 million in total. So about 13 of that is First Bus. The rest comes from the central government Zebra scheme, and which we've worked in partnership with the City Council in York, who've done a fantastic job at helping to secure that funding. So yeah, big investment, but make a big difference to the city.
We're standing in front of one of the new buses now. In fact, we've got three of them distributed here around the Eye of York, in front of the Castle Museum with Clifford's Tower looking down us. It's the unique and special York location. Yeah. Tell me about the technicalities of one of these. I mean, you do hear people with electric cars, for example, saying, I can't get many miles to a charge, it takes a long time to charge up. What are the practicalities in bus terms of doing those things that will actually make them run every day?
Yeah, so obviously the technology is coming along all the time. At our depot in York, we're just having the infrastructure put in. We already had some infrastructure, but having it upgraded. So you can charge one of these in about 4 hours, and it'll do about 200 miles the range, so pretty good. So they won't have to come in for mid-route charging. So, but it's always evolving, and this is the latest technology.
200 miles, is that about a day's worth for a bus in service?
Yeah. So obviously we'll choose which corridors we put them on. So it launches this coming Sunday on the number 4 service, which runs from the city centre to Acombe. So yeah, it's all about which services you put them on.
It's my bus service, so I'm quite excited at the prospects of climbing on board. Talking of climbing on board, can we do it?
We can indeed.
Can we go on board and have a look? Yeah. Okay, well, here we walk into the body of the bus.
Yep.
Is there something that I should be noticing about them? First of all, I mean, it does seem a bit roomier, a bit more spacious.
Yeah, I think so. The designs, so they feel really clean, spacious, light and airy. You've got up here, you've got the audio and visual announcement for every next stop, which is better for the customers to understand when they want to get on and get off. We've got the USB charging ports and
Wi-Fi. Let's have a look at that. This is really exciting. So there's nothing worse than sitting on the bus and realising that your phone is on its last legs.
Absolutely, yeah. And then every bus will have Wi-Fi as well, which is important. I've got a 16-year-old son and I know it's important to have Wi-Fi everywhere.
So does it log you in as soon as you climb on board?
I'm not actually sure exactly how it works, but it's open Wi-Fi, so yeah.
The important thing about these buses, really, apart from the fact they're brand spanking new and quite nice to look at, is the impact they're going to have on the atmosphere of the city centre about emissions. What kind of difference are these going to make to the pollutants that buses would otherwise be putting into the atmosphere of York?
Yeah, so they'll make a huge difference. So every bus in a year of service will save about 60 tonnes of carbon emissions. So when the whole fleet's running, that's about 3,000 tonnes per year.
And what about the ride? Will passengers notice a difference in the quality of ride? I went in an electric car for only the second or third time the other day, and I was truly impressed about how smooth and how quiet it was. But I still felt like I was in a car, and it was quite a powerful car as well. What about the ride on one of these?
Yeah, the ride is different. I guess the first thing you notice is the noise. So when you're normally pulling away from a bus stop, you hear a big rattle from the back. You don't get any of that, and it is a smoother pull away. So yeah, they are more comfortable, similar to your experience in an electric car.
And what about the people at the sharp end? I'm not talking about the passengers, I'm talking about the men and women who work for First Bus who've got to drive these things. What's their reaction to this new fleet?
They're pretty excited. They're nice to drive. The setup of the cab is very similar to the traditional bus, but there is some familiarisation training to do because they do accelerate differently. But yeah, they're pretty excited, and they're excited about the investment, and they can see First Bus is here to stay, and we're investing in the future.
Not sure whether this will actually work, but No, the bus wasn't switched on. When it's turned on, will it ping like a normal bus
will? It'll just like a normal bus, exactly like a normal bus, and the driver will know you want to disembark.
On board one of the new electric buses now, and I've actually, for the first time in my life, sitting in the driving seat of a bus. Gareth is part of the First York team. He knows how this thing works.
I do.
Wow. I mean, look at the panel in front of me.
It's space age, isn't it? And don't forget, we've got the digital cameras as well, so there's no external glass cameras now, wing mirrors. It's all digital now. So.
I noticed this, and I feel quite reassured because I'm a cyclist and I can be a bit hesitant about passing buses or getting behind buses. This is going to give the drivers really good views.
Much better views, much more clearer, and two lenses, so you've got the wide angle so we can see you coming up behind and make sure that we give you plenty of space.
And to the actual business end of the bus here, I mean, really what we've got in front of us is a high-tech panel with very little on it at the moment.
Full digital panel. Speedo, everything, all your kind of warning lights, all digital. You've got all your little buttons there. There's also like a dial there, so you can go and run through your menu options to make sure you can see temperatures and air values and all those kind of things. That's what the little dial's for there, so like a little menu option.
I've noticed one very important thing, two very important buttons. I'm not going to press them, but there's one here and one there.
Yep.
One's got an up symbol, one's got a down symbol. Yep. I'm assuming this is so that the bus can dip down so that people can get on board, people with disabilities, people using wheelchairs and things.
That is an option, but it's not those buttons.
Ah, right.
Because it's a ferry lift, so it'll lift the bus for adverse angles so that we don't catch the bottom of the bus. The other one at the other end, that does that. That ups and lowers and raises the bus so that
we can see
disability access. Yeah, and there's the ramps as well. So obviously
everything's been thought of. It feels like.
Absolutely everything. Yeah.
What's been the response of the drivers to starting to learn how these new buses work?
It's still just a bus. So you drive a bus. Doesn't matter what bus it is. It's a bus. But there is a lot of little nuances with each one. So obviously this is electric. The power's very instant. There's a lot of torque in them, not like a diesel where it builds. So the drivers love them because it means you can, it feels more like a diesel bus with the power. So it's nice. A lot of the earlier electrics could tend to be a little bit lacking in power because it's early technology.
I heard someone say, like driving a big milk float. I don't think this is like a big milk float, is it?
This is like driving a very large electric car. It's the only way I can describe it for people to understand. It feels just like a car.
A pleasure to drive?
Absolute pleasure to drive. Really cool. Lots, heating, aircon. Seat's really comfortable. It's really good for the passengers, the seating, how they've done it. It's a lovely bus to drive. It really is.
Councillor Claire Douglas, leader of the City of York Council.
What's your feeling about having electric buses in York?
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. It's been a real aim of the city for some time now, and to see the fleet go totally electric is just going to be marvellous. Can't wait.
What part has the City Council played, if any, in bringing this fleet to York?
Really, it's about the political and the kind of policy lead. We're pushing environmental improvements in the city. We want to see much improved air quality, more efficient buses, a stable network, and we're all part of that. We work together, and we work together with our bus operators to make sure that the less commercial services can also continue. So it's really important that we all work together.
People will still complain about the buses. You do know that, don't you? It's just one of the British things, one of the York things. Oh, the buses aren't good enough. They're not as good as they used to be, etc., etc.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know that. Of course, this is all about the environmental impact that a bus has. We're going electric. Air quality will be improved, which is really important. But the other element that's really important to residents is that they run on time, and we're in the process of developing a local transport plan that will look into how we can make it easier for those who need to get around the city to actually do that. So I hope that the complaints, once that's in place, will go down, but it might take a while.
How closely does the city monitor air quality so that we might begin to notice the impact that these rather flash new buses will have?
Yeah, there are definite hot spots in the city that we do monitor it on really regularly.
There's a monitoring point on Gillygate,
yes.
I know.
Yeah, and Rougier Street as well. And we know that the pollution there is just way too high. It is simply not good enough. And of course, bringing these in getting them on the road will really have an impact on that, but there is a way to go yet. We know that we need to reduce our vehicle usage by about 20%, and that's what the local transport plan will try and do as well, to just make our city cleaner, healthier and easier to get around is an absolute must.
I mean, is this the sharp end, really, the start of a rethink? We know what happened a few years ago when an effort was made to close Lendal Bridge and that didn't work very well. Mm. I spoke to someone the other day who said, oh, all of the centre of York ought to be vehicle free within limits, you know, allowing people with disabilities in and deliveries and things like that. Do you think this could be the start of something even more dramatic for the city?
I don't want to make prejudgments. I think we know in order to reach our net zero by 2030 that we've got to reduce that traffic by 20%. And obviously, we need to take action in order to do that. But, you know, it won't have escaped anybody. York is hard to get around. You sit in a lot of congestion. You sit in poor air quality. And nobody likes that. Everybody complains about that as well. So I do think that there's a real shift in the city, the understanding that we do have to take action to reach the targets and create the type of city we want to create. So I think people are up for it, but we just need to do it in consultation, make sure everybody's in agreement, had their input, people who need to get around can do, but it needs to be done well.
Can I just put you on the spot for a moment and ask you about your own carbon footprint? Do you cycle? Are you a bus user? Will you be climbing on the new electric buses?
Yeah, I am not a bus user, to be honest, because I live fairly close to wherever I need to go, but I ride my bike everywhere. I'm sure many of the listeners and people around York have seen me. And actually, another thing that I do as well is I've made a decision that I'm not going to fly for leisure anymore. I don't think I can justify that. So last summer and this summer, I went on holiday on the train. I try my best. But none of us are perfect, are we? So, yeah, I'm doing my bit, but, you know, we all need to do a bit, don't we?